Well, this bank holiday weekend will see troops of people traipsing across the length and breadth of the country, with over 1 million tourists already arriving on these shores this year, according to Fáilte Ireland. Another 6 million are expected before the end of the year. Tour companies are cropping up all over the place to satisfy a greater demand for tourist trips with a difference. We caught up with a few of them this week in Monaghan, Louth and Dublin. I can see you're starting to get changed and ready now. You get dressed up. What do you put on?
I'm wearing this kind of like shawl kind of thing from the period, and also like full makeup and things like that, with some bandages and stuff to hold in the pus and stuff.
It looks, the pus in particular looks quite nasty. Do you feel tempted to go out on the town wearing the gear after the tour?
I won't lie to you, it has happened.
Aidan Crowe, tonight's guide on the Gravedigger bus tour in Dublin, is gearing up to bring tourists on a spooky trail around the capital.
So, ladies and gentlemen, are we all ready to get going on our tour together?
Hey.
Sorry, I'm a bit hard of hearing. I said, are we all ready to get going on our tour together?
Yeah!
All right, save some. We've got 2 hours to go.
Where are we now, Rosalie?
You're welcome, Richard. We're here at the Patrick Kavanagh Centre. So come on in and we'll have a look around.
Here in Enniskine, County Monaghan, Art Agnew is preparing to give his tour of Patrick Kavanagh country.
Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light from her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle.
Art says the tour business has changed dramatically for them over recent years.
Before the recession, really have to talk about it at all, but before it we would have had the school tours coming round, and we would also have, we'll say, more actively retired groups, and that would bring in a certain amount of a cash flow, and you could be sure of it. Apparently there is the hidden value in every tourist that you bring around a place, you know, that they say that isn't it, for every one tourist that they spend €7, it's something then, we'll say, for the tea rooms, the little restaurant, and for the village itself.
You've had some very well-known visitors to the Kavanagh Centre. Have other poets come here?
Twice now we had Seamus Heaney here. Heaney also said that he was never self-conscious about writing about rural and mundane farming things, because Kavanagh had done it first and done it originally, and given him and others the confidence. Kavanagh had ploughed the ground. It was all up to them to put in the crop.
But he also had other interests outside of the farm. He played a bit of football, did he?
Oh, well, he played football for Enniskine.
Was he any good?
Now, there are some stories that he left the goals at a crucial moment to buy an ice cream because it was a very warm day and a goal went in, but it's one of those Enniskine legends.
Crops of a different kind make up Joanna Wood's Herbs in the Wild walking tour in Carlingford, County Louth, where you learn how to identify the many edible and medicinal plants along the highways and byways.
I think we have explored tastes from every corner of the earth, you know, ginger, saffron, whatever, and money can buy anything these days. So I just think it's interesting that there's food that's growing at your feet that you haven't tasted before and you don't have to buy it.
Now, we've got quite a few wild plants beside us here. What's this big tall one?
Okay, this is Alexander's. This is part of the parsley family, and this is an edible part of the parsley family.
Would you always mix it in with something else? Is it a strong taste?
It has a strong taste. You're going to taste it now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, we see. Well, I'll give you a small one here. That's just a little bit of the leaf.
Just take that.
Yeah.
Oh, it has a strong. It's strong. It's not a very strong. It's strongish. It's a nice taste.
Say it's like kind of celery.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Back on the Gravedigger bus tour, Aidan has just locked us into St Auden's Church.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all very, very much for coming, especially those of you who left your bags on the bus. Thank you.
Well, we did manage to get out, thankfully, in the end.